Here's another thing you can do to prepare for the mega earthquake besides quivering in fear. Try this. Put together an emergency kit, because the chances are you're going to be on your own for heat, food, water, shelter, and first aid. You can't expect electricity or basic services if the big one hits. Lynn Miller of the King County Office of Emergency Management told me the basics of an emergency kit: food, water, warm clothing, and medical supplies. But there are some other essentials that people tend to forget.
People need to also include some of those other items that maybe they take for granted on a day-to-day basis. Things like having cash and smaller denominations like ones, fives, tens, and twenties. Because when we lose power and internet connection, ATMs won't work, and you won't be able to process your credit cards at the point of pay. So it's important to have some cash so you can fill up your gas tank and buy some essential supplies before the stores run out.
How much?
You know, I think the amount of cash you have on hand is going to vary from person to person based on your needs and your family size. I know personally I'm comfortable having several hundred dollars if I can, you know, every week or every month put a little bit aside, because you figure out, you know, just how much fuel oil costs you and a couple of major survival items, and pretty soon you're into it for a couple hundred dollars. So if a person can, you know, start with $200 and build from there as you're able.
Now, instead of putting it together yourself, you can go buy an emergency kit online at sites like Amazon and other places. How good are they?
You know, you can buy pre-made emergency kits, and those are certainly a great way to start, but they're not customized. So when you put together your basic supply kit, you want to add those extra items, as I mentioned, the cash. You want to include a filter mask or something to protect your face and breathing in case there's debris in the air. It's also good to add those unique family items. If you have a young child, you may need to make sure there's plenty of diapers and baby wipes. If you are on medication every day, you want to make sure you have some extra medication included that's uniquely yours. And you also want to make sure you have those important documents and account information so that if you needed to follow up on a mortgage payment or bank account, you would have those numbers handy. And a great way to store that information is on a small thumb drive. It fits nicely in your kit, and you can update it as you need to.
Where should you keep the emergency kit to make sure you can get to it?
You know, I think it's not so much a problem of where you have your kit in your house, as long as you have the kit. Some people have it right near the front door, so it's an easy grab and go. The key thing is know where the supplies are and be able to grab them and have them in crates that are easy enough for you to lift up and put into your car or take with you. And I think it's very important to not only have an emergency kit at home that would last for 10 or more days to support your household, but it's really good to have one in the back of your car. That will get you by for at least a day, and you don't know where you're going to be when that earthquake strikes, but chances are you'll either be at home or at work or school where your car is nearby.
Now, you just can't leave a kit for year after year after year, right? You have to update it?
You do. The supplies in a kit, especially those perishable items like food and water, you want to rotate those out periodically. I say maybe every year at the least, maybe on your birthday, let that be the day that you say, I'm going to update my kit. But most of the other things are pretty much, once you buy them, you got them.
We all know we should get these emergency kits, but we just don't do it. What's your advice to get motivated about doing it, aside from a scary article on The New Yorker once in a while?
When you take these simple steps to have a family communication plan, to build a kit, and to know where you're going to go if you can't get home right away, it puts your mind at ease. When you're in the middle of a crisis, the last thing you want to be thinking about is the safety of your loved ones or your own comfort.
Lynn Miller from the King County Office of Emergency Management. Now, if you haven't been taking notes and you don't have an emergency kit, or you might like to update yours, you can find handy tips and checklists at makeitthrough.org. That's makeitthrough, one word, .org.